We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
12 o'clock, the best hour of Show and Vern. I am Ron, the show Hughley. That over there is my partner in crime, soon to be married, Joshua Lamont. Vern, your Steve Serta is producing this bad boy you are listening to for now, the longest running, fastest growing midday sports show in all of Kansas City radio. Remember this, Vern. Show and Vern is presented by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
Show, you can say I'm overthinking it all you want. This Chiefs team needs to manufacture some motivation. I understand that the game of football, professional football, tests every man out there on the field and every coach over the course of the week. I understand that there are tests along the way throughout every game. But the kind of tests that this Chiefs team craves in 2019, they can't find it. They will be unable to find it, at least until they make that trek out to Foxborough to take on the Patriots. But even then, that's not going to be the Patriots team that we all hope you face in the AFC title game. No, the kind of tests that this team craves will not come around until the calendar flips to January. They need to be their biggest competition, much like the Patriots are their biggest competition year in and year out. Are you telling me that the Patriots every single day are focused on the Dolphins or the Jets or the Bills or whoever the hell is on their schedule for that week? No, on the minds of the Patriots is, how can I be the greatest? How can I dominate the guy opposite of me every single day in practice? The competition that Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels create every single day in practice, man, that's the biggest test that a Patriots team faces more times than not over the course of the regular season. And then still, they manufacture motivation to make them pissed off, to get them angry, to a point to where not only they take it out on one another in practice, but then they absolutely just beat the hell out of that competition coming up on Sunday. They need to be their most fierce rivals. They need to manufacture that kind of, everyone is against us, nobody believes in us, the Tom Brady is too old stuff, the we're a bunch of cheater stuff, the nobody buys into Belichick. Whatever the motivation needs to be, I think the Chiefs need to manufacture that, because they're not going to get what they need out of this regular season schedule.
We've said this since we've been together. I mean, on the show. Like,
not sexually, sure.
Not right. Like that. But since we've been together, we've said this. There's no reason to compare yourself to the Patriots. Any team. And damn sure the Chiefs shouldn't be comparing themselves to the Patriots in this aspect. They don't have to come up with something to get them going. They have it square in their faces. Last year, in the AFC Championship game, they lost at home. This city has not seen a championship in 50 years. They haven't seen a championship. Andy is a Hall of Fame, to me, is potentially on the line. Legacies are on the line. They felt that hurt and pain. Their hogs are on the line. They don't need to drum up anything. They should be the type of team, unlike the Patriots, that's on a mission because they haven't tasted it yet. They haven't felt it yet. They had their heartbreak, and that generally comes into offseason. Everybody's there. You remember 14. Everybody starts showing up early as hell in Arizona because they're on a mission. They're on a mission throughout. Like, there weren't things they had to drum up.
I mean, they did. The whole not a fluke thing. That's what drove them throughout that 2015 season, was to prove that 2014 was not a fluke. No one was really calling it a fluke. We believed in the bullpen. We bought into the defense. And we liked the talent. But they needed that little something extra to get them through the monotony that is the regular season.
Not a fluke to get where?
To the World Series.
To the World Series.
Like, that the season before wasn't a fluke.
When teams who haven't won They don't, and they're as close as the Chiefs were. They don't have to drum up and make up things. They don't have to. And they're not the Patriots. They're not teams like, hell, even the Eagles can say to themselves, we won it 2 years ago. They've tasted it. The Chiefs have not tasted it, man. There should not be. Even the new players, none of them have won championships. They should already have it built in. There shouldn't have to be any drumming up. That's one thing Andy shouldn't have to come up with. Different ways to motivate them. Hey, man, we need to get back to where we was. We need to get back to trying to win a championship. None of you have won it. I haven't won it. It should be already built in.
Don't forget, this Sunday, Chiefs Raiders will be out at Winning Streaks inside Harrah's, North Kansas City. Yeah, another watch party out at Winning Streaks coming up on Sunday with 50 Cent Wings, half-priced apps, and KC Beer Company will be there as well. That's this Sunday for Chiefs and Raiders Winning Streaks inside Harrah's, North Kansas City.
Hey, Vern, we were just talking in Shop Talk a little bit ago with Bob and Kling about the loss of Tyreek Hill. And, man, I am really a bit surprised. You know what? Let me take that back. I'm not surprised because of everything that happened in week one and what has happened over the last year. Andy Reid is, I think, the best offensive mind in football. And we've seen his track record to be able to take a lot of players and a lot of move. He lost Jamaal Charles for a season and still got the Chiefs in the playoffs. We've seen him take great teams and teams even when they've lost some of their best parts and been successful. Patrick Mahomes, the reigning MVP, and then last week Sammy Watkins went off. But I am still surprised to the point of what I'm seeing that there are people that I really believe in and trust that don't really see that the Chiefs have a drop-off. Like Bob just said, I'm not concerned or see a drop-off at all with Tyreek not being there. And this guy is, to me, the most explosive threat in the NFL. And you're replacing him potentially with DeAnthony Thomas, who has just really never come about what you thought he would be, and then replacing him with a rookie who looked out of sorts at times last week, both in the kicking game and on offense, dropping screen passes. You're replacing him with that. I feel like there is a blatant disrespect to the football player of Tyreek Hill that I can't be a part of. Now, you don't lose, to me, the most explosive player, offensive player in the game. You don't lose him and then just not take a step.
No question. But I think it's not surprising from some fans.
Surprising was the wrong word. Like I said, I even get it when I laid it out with Andy and Pat and what Sammy did last.
Well, and the fact that a lot of fans can be prisoner of the moment. And when you think of the Chiefs offense, it doesn't matter. Andy's there. We'll be fine.
Now, I don't think people would get this way if Pat got injured. Like, if Pat was missing games, I don't think people will get that way. But, man, Tyreek is the second most important player on this team, in my opinion.
Yeah, no argument. Again, though, Chiefs fans and all sports fans are prisoners of the moment. You can't imagine a Chiefs offense being poor. Alex Smith nearly won an MVP under Andy Reid. You've had Tyreek Hill, numerous running backs. Running backs don't matter anymore to people in Kansas City. Wide receivers don't matter to people anymore in Kansas City. Backup tight ends, how much does that matter to people anymore in Kansas City? No, man. You can't imagine what an average offense would look like. But you also have never seen DeMarcus Robinson as the number two wide receiver. You've never seen Mecole Hardman do what he could quite possibly be asked to do for the next 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks. I think you need to see it to believe it. Tyreek Hill, there's no arguing what you're saying. If you are diminishing the kind of impact that Tyreek Hill has made and will continue to make on this offense, well, then you're just either not being truthful or you're not paying attention. Tyreek Hill is one of the, let's just say, 10 best wide receivers. There's not a team in history that can just lose a top 10 wide receiver and not miss a beat. Are they still a very good offense? Yeah. Yeah, they're still one of the 10 best offenses. But with Tyreek Hill, you're arguably the greatest offense of all time. You're not that anymore, but you're still good.
Because you remember what I said last week, I have the expectations. I think it is going to be Travis who is the one who jumps off and has the big year. And the big reason why I said that is because he, and I'm sorry for the basketball analogy, but he gets a chance to be Kobe. He gets a chance to be Kevin Durant because Tyreek plays the role of Shaq. Tyreek plays the role of Steph Curry, to where he draws so much attention because people are so scared and so afraid of what he is able to do because he is such the key that you move. And I think this potentially can take away not just him, but take away parts of Travis Kelce, and teams are going to, as you said, make them say, well, let me see DeMarcus Robinson beat me. Let me see Mecole Hardman or DeAnthony Thomas beat me.
Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. No listener number.
Of course.
But come from on, the guys. 913, I know, man.
I mean,
maybe, again, it's only, we're the only ones asking you to do this. You just come up with your own listener
number.
Should
I lift my boycott from the text line? Is that, is, you think that would help?
No, I don't.
Okay.
From the 913, show, when the Chiefs 40 ball the Raiders on Sunday, how will you then try to spin this injury?
I won't spin it any differently.
Yeah.
Like, I will say this right now. Like, listen to you. You, and really surprising because I know he is the second most beloved athlete here in Kansas City. Listen to you. Like, you're Tyreek is nothing. Like, right now, I'm going to tell you right now, I think that the Chiefs potentially will lose one of these games because Tyreek is not there. He's that special. I think he potentially will lose one of these games. Well,
you would have lost last year to the Chargers without him. You would have lost to the Ravens without him. I'm sure there's another game or two that I'm missing right now, but I'm just thinking about the game-breaking plays that he ultimately made that were the difference between a win and a loss. You lose in week one last year without Tyreek Hill, and you definitely lose that Ravens game. And he was banged up in that game and still made the biggest play of the contest.
And plays, yeah. Yeah, I just like, all right, man, that's fine. There's no spinning. I'm just telling you, man, that dude is...
Listener 101.1, do people not remember Pat's 50th touchdown pass to D-Rob? We're going to be just fine without Tyreek.
Like, how the hell did, please, the last word, 913, I'm not kidding, 913-576-7610. You want to add to the last word, we do this each and every segment, you can finish this thing off. How in the God's name did we get here? DeMarcus Robinson's 50th touchdown. Come on, folks.
There you go. I just saw my guy pick up a listener number. Nice job. That's how you do it, 222.
Do you remember Pat's rookie season in which DeMarcus Robinson and him had incredible chemistry in practice because they were working on scout team together?
You being real right now, Steve?
Honey Thunder.
You being real? What's wrong, man? What's wrong? Because you seem to be a bit down. The look in your eye, the last, I'd say, 25 minutes, you've been down. Like, you've been in Twitter really hardcore lately. I mean, what's going on? We'll stop the car right here. Sean Vern family is concerned about you, Steve. What's going on, man?
And Paramount announced that they're gonna remake Face Off.
You know what? That's not
a John Woo action classic.
What are we talking about?
That's not actually.
They don't need to remake it.
I'm not upset. That's. I liked Face Off. Are they going to new
yeah,
people?
Yeah, Face Off's a classic.
Is it going to be?
It's a terribly flawed movie, but it is a action classic.
Well, who's playing the role?
Hopefully, a black and a white guy.
They haven't announced that yet.
Doesn't have to be black. We can spread the people of color around.
I would like one black guy and one white guy, and for them to swap faces.
Who is the... Yes, but I would actually... What's the guy?
Kamal,
he was in... the Indian guy.
Yeah.
I'd like he to be one of them.
From the Big the Big Short?
Yeah, the Big...
Big Sick.
Big Sick. Yeah, him. I'd like him to be.
He's also in... He's going to be in Marvel's new movie, The Eternals.
All right.
Really excited about that.
Like, I'd like him to be... Oh, that'd be a great one. And a woman?
Sure.
They should just have Nick Cage and John Travolta do it again, and they should just switch faces.
You guys see John Travolta shaved his head?
Yeah, he had to, man.
Yeah, he was in that movie with Devin Sawa that was directed by Fred Durst.
Did Scientology make him shave his head?
I'd like it to be also Tatum O'Neal. That'd be the other person that I'd like.
Pretty sure we lost her.
Did we lose Tatum
O'Neal? Nick Cage, did you guys see Mandy?
We lost Tatum O'Neal.
I thought we lost her.
Nick Cage is still out here making good movies like every 3 or 4 years.
Walter Matthau's kid who then later dated John McEnroe? I don't think
what the hell are you talking about? Tatum O'Neal. Are either one of you two talking
about?
Tatum
O'Neal. Yeah, she's still with us.
All right, look at God.
Huh? 55 years old? She was married to John McEnroe from 86 to 94?
We all know what Wikipedia is.
I know my stories about Tatum O'Neal. I'll tell you that. Once again, the
really
last
seems
word.
Like you do.
No, I do. She's got a lot of work done here of late, but that's all right. You know, it happens.
Are they going to recreate the boat scene at the end? Because that is a pretty badass ending to the movie.
I don't really this remember the fault, movie.
Man. Are they just going to remake the whole thing? Because remember, they did that with like Total Recall and Colin Farrell was in it. It's absolutely garbage.
This is my fault. I just wanted to see what was...
Again, you can check out Serta's podcast
more
of that.
Nick Cage should make a cameo at least.
I just wanted to check out on my bud. Last word. Here, get the phones.
We don't need John Travolta. There's people calling. He sucks.
You get the last word in.
He's weird and creepy.
And we're going to move off of this.
He just says it. We're done talking about it.
Like, I got no segue. Just stop. All right. 913-567-610. You get the last word. And one thing, though, we have learned from the Tyreek injury, and I think what happened after week one, I think Patrick Mahomes has a real shot at the MVP, right? I think he had a shot at the MVP, but I thought it was going to be really, really hard, and he was going to have to nearly do the impossible, something that we've really not ever seen before. Now, this cat has already done something that we ain't seen before, so I'm not going to say it's impossible, but the near impossible. I think with the injury now to Tyreek Hill, who I believe is, as I said, the most explosive player in the league, and I think many people understand the loss of him on that team, he's out for an extended period of time. I think that brings a little bit down to earth with Patrick Mahomes, and not to think it like he's got to. If he's able to continue to make this offense look explosive without that threat,
yeah.
I think that bodes well for him. And with the addition of Antonio Brown to the Patriots, I think the Patriots look like the clear best team in football right now. So now they aren't having
now
the...
They'd love to give it to Tom at 42.
I'm just saying they don't, but they may, but they don't... The Chiefs aren't just the clear and away favorite where you'll just say, yeah, they were supposed to be the best seed. The number one seed in the AFC. Nope, they're not clearly the best team because sometimes that hurts you.
I think he still has to put those numbers up. He still has to put up 50 and or 5,000.
See, I don't think I did. I said he had to approach that to be in the conversation because I think it's going to be easier for a guy like what Deshaun did yesterday. I think a lot of people are going to look at that and think, well, they don't have an offensive line. We don't have the expectation that Houston's going to be a Super Bowl team coming into it, and if he drags them to 11, 12 wins like he did last year, that's going to be like Pat would have to do something amazing
yes.
to even get in the conversation with a guy like him. Carson Wentz comes back from injury and leads them to a place. Like, it was going to be hard, but with those two factors, I think he doesn't have to do the impossible anymore. I don't think he has to have ridiculous numbers that approach what he did last year now with Tyreek being gone for some time and the Patriots looking like the clear favorite.
Yeah, if I thought the voters really dug into the numbers and did their research, I'd be with you. But I think a lot of people that vote for this kind of award are also looking at the storyline. And Deshaun, Drew Brees, Tom Brady at 42, Carson Wentz being the guy in Philadelphia, hopefully healthy for a full season, Dak Prescott. I feel like there are so many other candidates that are maybe not sexier, but a better story than Patrick Mahomes going back to back.
No, it's hard. We've only seen it done twice in the last couple of years from Peyton Manning and Brett Favre back to back MVPs. But I think this helps his cause. Before, it was going to be hard to him to put up the numbers that you still think he has to. Now I think there's going to be some compassion of, oh, man, he's doing this without Hill. All right? And the Patriots, especially when they go in and play New England on the road and you see that game, I think this gives him an opportunity at a real shot.
You've had a pretty nice 24 hours. Deshaun Watson last night. Whatever's going to transpire tonight.
Tonight's Taco Tuesday with LeBron.
You guys should watch Face Off.
It is our eighth anniversary today.
Congratulations,
baby.
Man.
Easy memory, 9, 10, 11.
Congratulations.
Anybody out there getting married, maybe want to think about having dates lined up like that so it's easy for you to remember. 9, 10, 11, baby. I do. I want to make sure it's a good time. It's a Tuesday, which is a weird day. And then you're at 8. I'm sure there's some people out there like 8. I feel like the big ones, you're supposed to do something at 5 and at 10. I'm 2 years away. I'm kind of in a quandary of how I should handle
it. Shut up. Shut up with everything that you just said. Shut up with the
what?
Have your wedding on some date that's easy to remember. You're not that guy. Stop. You're not Binkley. You're not Serta. You're not one of those guys that, oh, I forget my anniversary. No, man, you know how to treat your wife well. Don't do this. Congratulations.
I'm really
happy anniversary, but stop acting like you're like the stereotypical dopey husband.
I don't think that's stereotypical to think like, you know, years like 7, 8, 9.
Oh, you don't know what to do?
I'm not saying.
You don't know how to handle your damn business tonight?
No, don't put me on like that, man. I'm not saying I know how to handle that business. You know, I'm naughty by nasty. This is my nature. I'm just not talking about that. I'm talking about how, like, you know, it's year 8. How do we go about this? Like,
you're just looking for us to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
So we can tell you how great you are.
Right.
And what a wonderful husband you are. You've already got something planned. You don't give a damn what we have to say.
God, you're so right,
Steve. It's not true.
You don't have anything planned.
I'm still putting things together.
Your purple glasses.
I don't know how far I should take this. Like, 8 is different. I don't.
8's different. Shut up.
It is. 8's different. But I do want to make her happy, but I just want to make sure I.
Congratulations.
I do that
man.
Right, man. Y'all
Way
saw,
to go.
Y'all saw Valentine's Day. You get the last word. John in Topeka. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, right. Good. I'll be getting some.
Good, good. Big fan of the show. But long story short, I mean, I pretty much agree with a lot of what you guys are saying. Look, I would say the biggest difference, like, we lose Tyreek Hill, but we did kind of plan all offseason not to have him.
Did you really?
It would have been so much worse if we would have lost, like, Travis Kelce, in my opinion.
Why?
Like, we have people we can plug in for Tyreek Hill. I mean, are they as good? Absolutely not. But I think that if you look at the difference between quality between Travis Kelce and the next man up, there's a significantly, like, worse impression on the team you're going to get than when you lose Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill's a better player, a better athlete, but when you look at the backups, I think it's worse if you lose someone like Travis Kelce.
Well, I appreciate the call, John. All right, John, you're spot on that. I mean, the Blake Bills and Willie Yeager, whoever he is, behind them, like, those guys, obviously, clearly there's a huge drop-off, and then the drop-off is Sammy. But I want to reiterate, like, this dude is the biggest deep threat and the guy that defensive coordinators have not looked at since Randy Moss. This is a guy that puts people and drives people crazy. Before, if you missed it, Frank Clark, when he spoke to the media yesterday, he said last year, preparing for the game against the Chiefs, the secondary, they watched the tape. They watched the secondary was scared to death, and they were everything was about 10 defensively. He said, I was looking at their faces like, damn. I love Travis. There is no comparison to how much focus and how much fear. He is the fear of this team. He is the fear of this team. Some people talk about the toughness and the Ravens, they hit hard. He is the fear with his speed and playmaking ability. So I don't think it's any comparison.
We'll always give you the last word. Dial us up, 913-576-7610. That's 913-576-7610.
All right, coming up, your chance to win a lunch with Big Rex Hudler. Nice. Win a lunch with Hud, baby. That sounds like fun. You know how Hud is. He'll bring it. All you got to do is win your favorite game. And that's Little Vern's Three Strikes. That's next.
Show and Burn, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com. Welcome back to Show and Burn. 25 minutes of uninterrupted sports entertainment starts right now.
All right, get it up right now, 913-576-7610. Hop on, Serta will get you your chance to win lunch with Hud. All you got to do, and know the damn show, please. Listen to the show so you can win Little Vern's.
Only way you're going to win.
Yeah, only way you're going to win. All right? If you know I'm nasty, what are things that I like to do to show that I'm nasty? If you don't listen to the show, you wouldn't be able to answer those questions.
And how would I answer those correctly?
lick my lips for starters. Like, those are things. Like, man, you gotta know the show. Like, last time we asked somebody, what are three movies that sort of like? It would have been easy. Any damn adventure movie ever. And somebody said Steel Magnolias or something last time.
Really, any science fiction movie.
That was my fault again. 913-576-7610. Be able to compete and win lunch.
Could have said any Harry Potter movie.
Lunch with Hood. These are my fault, folks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, September 26th, your chance to sit down, you and a guest, with the great Uncle Hud.
That's right. And your chance to win Little Vern's three strikes.
There you go.
Whatever it is.
Third takes the charm.
Kiss my ass, Vern. Before we get into three strikes, I do want to mention this, man. Andy Reid. There's some problems we all know, well documented, that he struggles with. But one of the reasons why he can be a guy, Vern, that can coach 21 consecutive years and have not won a damn thing, one of the things that can be able to make him be able to do that, not have to take years off from burnout, is his communication skills and how he can, from year one with Donovan McNabb in Philadelphia, now in year 21 with Patrick Mahomes, he is somehow in his 60s relatable to these young players and understanding that, man, yes, I have a great resume. Yes, I've been to a Super Bowl. Yes, I have been to 6 championship games. I was kidding when I said he hasn't won a damn thing. Yes, I have won a lot of division titles. Like, I am thought of as to be a mastermind offensively, because he is. I still don't come into the room dealing with my quarterbacks in terms of, I know everything, this is my offense, you just run what I run. I was listening to Michael Vick yesterday on Colin Cowherd. He said, Andy Reid was the first coach that I ever had that was like a real teacher of offense that I can communicate back and forth with him. Mm-hmm. Where I can say, hey, coach, man, I don't like this. Hey, coach, this seems to be working for me, or this does not work for me. And he would implement it. He wouldn't say, hey, man, I've been to 4 NFC championships.
Run the damn
games
play.
The ball. Run it, run it. You see what I did to Donovan McNabb? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I did that to T.O. I mean, he could do those things, but even now today, he is doing that. And that's what makes
it's indicative of a great leader. But I think that's across the board at any walk of life. Like, I think one of your biggest issues with our boss is the way that he at times speaks down to you. Right? I shouldn't have brought up Speck, should I?
I've avoided him for 2 weeks.
I know, but. But I feel like most people can understand you appreciate the boss that doesn't dictate to you. He converses with you and still motivates you to do the things that others may dictate, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but it's crazy because I don't think Belichick is that way.
See, I do.
You think so?
I do think,
you know,
Belichick
what? I mean,
is
he's
open.
A great coach. You think he is?
I think to be a great coach in 2019, you got to treat them like men. You got to be open to their input and at least pretend like you're listening.
I sit there and wonder, does he sit in there with like Dante Hightower and Patrick Chung before the drugs? And Patrick Chung,
maybe
does
he's still
sit,
with the drugs.
Even with the drugs. Does he sit there and have, all right, what do you think? What do you think? Like, I'm trying to remember how he would do that with Lawrence Taylor. I remember, I don't know, man. Maybe he seems like such a dictator that he doesn't do that, but you're probably right.
Right.
He probably does go back and forth.
Same with, and again, it was, the way that he has allowed Josh McDaniels to flourish as the offensive coordinator.
Now, offensively, I can see that, but his defense, I wonder.
Yeah, but there's also a certain amount of reverence that goes his way where players will, you know, push comes to shove, I'm going to side with Bill. I'm sure the same thing happens in the discussions between Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes or really anybody on the offensive side.
I can't believe Saban does it.
Yeah, Saban seems to go through coaches pretty quick. You might be right on that one. And maybe that's why he
Coach
didn't work
K,
in the
Coach
NFL.
Coach K, Calipari does it. Bill Self does it.
Well, Coach K definitely does.
Yeah, I remember Bill Self went to his team about who should start at center a couple of years back. Like, which is weird for a college coach as powerful as he is. But that's what great coaches
do. Let's get to three strikes.
Let's do it, each other.
Three strikes.
Sorry, man.
Are you ready?
So horny for your anniversary.
I am. I'm feeling frisky, man.
I know you are.
You better look out.
We're all...
I'm on the prowl.
We are all prepared. Again, you're playing for a chance.
I don't care if you hear me, Pastor.
For you and a guest to have lunch with Rex Hudler coming up on September 26th.
Better up!
All right, let's go to Brian in Clinton.
I sure love that girl.
Pull it together. You're getting a little emotional over there.
I'm getting emotional.
What are you getting?
I'm getting my dancing shoes on.
Hey, Brian, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you all doing?
I'm doing well. I'm actually going to start this off with like a throwback three strikes question. Name three teams that the Royals have played in the past month.
Oh, boy.
Marlins.
Yeah, they beat Miami. Nice job. One down, two to go.
Detroit.
Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, it seems like you got this. Give me one more. Oh, boy.
Did they play the Blue Jays?
No, they didn't play the Blue Jays.
Track one!
Again, I'm giving you 31 days. The past 31 days, I just need one team that the Royals have played. They beat Miami. Before that, they beat Detroit.
Come on.
They've won Minnesota. Back to... The Minnesota Twins. I like what you're doing.
Man, think the division.
Right?
Strike two!
Now, that's incorrect. It all comes down to this, a 2-2 count. Two right, two strikes against
Astros.
You. The Houston Astros.
Yeah, Grinky came to town.
Strike three, you're out!
That was 30 days ago?
That's a good question.
Astros come to town this weekend.
Do they?
Yeah. What would have worked are the Mets, the Orioles, the Indians, and the Oakland A's, along with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Damn.
Ron just had a whole series play out. Hasn't even happened yet. That's where the Royals are right, man. Now. Oh, man.
Wow.
All right.
Grinky didn't come last Saturday?
No, he sure didn't. They were in Miami. Let's go to Kevin in Kansas City. Kevin, you're up on three strikes. Question number one, Kevin. Name three members of the Kansas City Chiefs that you believe could give Ron some good advice about how to handle his anniversary tonight.
Well, you got to go with Big Reggie. Big Reggie. He's going to be one.
Yeah, he's still on the team, kind of.
Yeah? Reggie Ragland. I don't know. Yeah, she would appreciate the advice because, you know, it's... Go ahead. That's right. One down, two to go.
You can't beat with Nasty if you ain't got a little bit in you.
Absolutely not. Let's go with Patrick Mahomes, you know. I mean, Brittany and them tweets, you know
yeah,
what it was.
Yeah, he's been able to keep Brittany without marriage over a decade. So, yeah, there's something he's doing there.
Two down, one to go. One other member of the Chiefs that you think could give Ron some good advice on his anniversary tonight.
I'm going to go with Shady McCoy. I think he might be able to get done.
Strike one!
He's got a little history. Yeah, let's back off Shady. And let's back off 10 while you're at it, too. How about 5-5-2? I bet a lot of them, really. There's another one, 50. You might want to stay away from him, too. He's had some issues with women. Go ahead. Let's, yeah, man, just
give me one more.
What about, let's try Damian Williams?
That works. Yeah, man, it's hard, man. Chiefs have a type, man. A lot of guys that you don't want no advice on how to deal with women.
All right. Question number two. Serta just wrapped up his third decade on Earth, celebrated a birthday over the weekend. Give me three words to describe this most recent decade of Steven Serta's life.
Let's go with Marvel.
I'm sorry, what was that?
He said Marvel.
Marvel.
Sure.
That's big. Yeah.
I'll give that to you.
Last 12 years have been huge.
Another word to describe the past decade of Steven Serta's now 30 years on this earth.
What about aimless?
It's a good word. I don't know if it actually applies. He's done really well in his career, but it's such a funny word. I'm giving it to you.
You should have seen how aimless he was Saturday night. Yes. Friday night.
One more. Give me one more.
All right. And let's go with the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. You could have just named, I guess, any NFL team.
Yeah,
so, yeah, Cleveland will work. All right, it all comes down to this. Third and final question, your chance to win lunch with Rex Hudler coming up on September 26th. Ron tried to make Serta apologize to Carlos Hyde earlier today. Name three people that Ron should apologize to.
You know, he's going to have to apologize to his wife after what goes on tonight, if you know what I mean, boys.
I get aggressive. You're right.
All right, man. He agrees. Yeah. He says he gets aggressive. That is correct. One down, two to go. Who else should he apologize to?
No keto tonight, baby.
No keto tonight. He's got to, I think he's got to, you know, say his words with Nia Jax, because you really came after her about that Reggie thing. You know, she's better than Reggie, man.
Yeah, you did kind of make Nia Jax out to be easy, if you know what I'm saying. You Nia did say Jax. She gave it up to Reggie immediately. Nice job. Kevin, give me one more. One or more person that Ron should apologize to.
He's pretty hard on Eric Berry. I think he's got to say a couple words with Eric.
I have not been hard on him. Track
one!
Yeah, I don't think so.
I love Eric.
Yeah, I think you've been a real supporter of Eric Berry, to be quite honest. That's incorrect, Kev. That's one strike against you. You're still just one away from walking away victorious. Come on.
Big hug to Nia Jackson, who's recovering from two torn ACLs.
I think he'll probably have to apologize to, think here, boys. I mean, he came after,
Strike two!
Oh, come on.
Come on, man. We're not trying to do all this to not get a winner here. Come on,
dude. Somebody give him a hint.
I got a hint. A person that shares his first and last name.
I mean, he was pretty hard on Little Show after he had that excellent segment earlier.
And with what he's going to do to that little boy's mother tonight? Yeah, you better apologize to your son. Yeah, hang on hold, Kevin. That is correct. Yeah, Little Show should get an apology for what he might hear tonight.
Yeah, I got to take his ass to swimming lessons that I just found out about.
What's wrong with that? Kids learning how to swim.
I just found out about it. That was not. That
Kevin,
was not,
nice job. Hang on hold, Serta. Eventually, we'll get to your phone call, and you are hooked up with lunch for you and a guest with Rex Hudler coming up on September 26th. We do it each and every Tuesday at 12:35. It is three strikes here on Show and Vern.
Certainly not what I plan to do with my evening, to take his ass to swim lessons. That was very fun. Three
who
strikes.
Who signed him up for swim lessons?
She did. This is a very fun three strikes. That probably got me in trouble. This is a very fun three strikes.
It's only 30 minutes.
It's 35. But
doesn't seem long enough.
I gotta admit something that I was wrong on, and that rarely happens. That me being wrong on something. But I will admit here, coming into the season, I honestly thought that there was a real distance between how good the NFC was compared to the AFC. And I'm not gonna just jump the gun here after 1 week. And I'm not saying now that I believe, the AFC is better than the NFC. I mean, I thought the Chiefs and the Patriots at the top were really, really strong, but I didn't think there was any other real Super Bowl contender there, especially when Andrew Luck retired. And then I thought the middle and bottom of the AFC was really down. I think there are a lot of teams in the NFC coming into the year. I thought like they had at least three, four teams, probably four teams that I could see winning a Super Bowl. I've watched this first week. I'm not saying the AFC is better than the NFC, Vern, but the AFC is a lot better than I thought it was, right? Like Tennessee to me is a team that's better than I thought they would be.
Are you trolling Steve with that?
I'm not coming straight out of
down as Browns.
Coming straight out of Nashville. I think they're a better team than I would have thought. And I'm not going to say they're a Super Bowl contender, but I didn't think they had a chance at the playoffs. And I think you got to pull that back. Houston to me in 10 weeks. Houston's going to be a better football team than the Saints. Their growth that they have, they just inserted three guys who play significantly on their offense. They just inserted them for the first time. They just traded away Clowney, you know, and they're going to grow their defensively, grow against the offensive line. Kenny Steeles is a real threat as a third receiver, especially if Fuller stays healthy. And Deshaun is ascending. Like, I think the Saints was probably potentially a favorite to get to the Super Bowl out of the NFC. I don't know if the Texans are the third or the fourth best team in the AFC. So the AFC is a lot better than I thought. Like, I thought the Bears was a team that wasn't going to make the playoffs in the NFC. If they were in the AFC before the season started, I would have thought the Bears would have made it as a wild card. Mm. I don't think that way. Like the AFC is a bit better than I anticipated it being.
Yeah, to me, it's still Patriots, Chiefs, and everyone else. That's not just an AFC thing for me. That's an NFL thing. And then after that gap, it's a lot of NFC teams. It's Philly, it's Dallas, it's the Rams.
See, I think the Eagles,
Seattle and the Saints, I think, have something to say as well. I think I like all five of those NFC teams more than I do Pittsburgh, more than I do Houston. The Patriots and Chiefs are just so far above everyone else. Only the Eagles and Cowboys do I even consider as possibly being able to sniff those two teams. But again, like you mentioned, it's week one. You try not to overreact too much.
I think the Eagles and the Rams, in my opinion, are there even with the Chiefs. I think they're even with the Chiefs. But I think Houston's better than the Saints. I think in 10 weeks, when they're better than the Saints. I think they're better than the Cowboys. I think they're going to be better than a lot of teams. A lot of teams that I didn't think they would be in the NFC.
But for someone that, justifiably so, endlessly crushes that boob, as you call him, in Bill O'Brien, I don't think you're detracting enough points for the Texans for that coach. Maybe I'm giving Jason Garrett too many by bumping up the Cowboys to where I have them, but nonetheless, coach and quarterback, you stress that more than anyone else. You need to start knocking them down a little bit more for that coach.
He cost
him that game yesterday.
The reason why he did, he was him and Romeo. I think a part of it is, though, I think in 10 weeks, their team is going to be better, even despite him. Their offensive line, their defensive line is going to be better. Yeah. I think J.J. Watt is a player who could still take over games when need be. And I think that Deshaun will make up for some of his idioticness. I think he could. I think he's that type of a quarterback that could help make up for something. I'm not saying that I think they're on the level of the Chiefs and the Patriots.
Sure.
They're just, I think they're a much better team than I thought, and I don't think that's the Steelers. I think the Steelers are going to be better than that. So I just the AFC, I didn't think it was close between the two conferences.
I
think it's closer now than I thought before the season.
I did want to update people. We got a ruling on our Survivor League, and even though you chose the Lions and they tied, you did advance. We all advanced outside of CDOT. CDOT chose Serta's Browns and lost in week one. We give our Survivor picks each and every Thursday at 10:45 right here on Show and Vern. So Ron Hughley rides again after siding with the Detroit Lions like an absolute idiot.
Was it an idiot?
God, of course it was.
They were there!
Did you see how mad the punter was walking off the field?
Yes.
The punter can't have the most hog on a team, man.
Oh, I was hot, man. It was 24-6 early in the fourth. Arizona had only gotten three.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what. We're talking about the AFC.
DJ Hockenson looked good.
I'm going to tell you about, we're talking about the AFC real quick, and I know it. The best thing that could happen for Deshaun Watson is somehow that this season gets to a place where they lose and they feel forced to get rid of Bill O'Brien because of, one, he's been the part GM with some of these dumb moves that they've made, and that they see, because let them get, I'm going to throw this out right now, on 9/10, which is my wedding anniversary, but 2019, I'm going to throw this out right now. Let the Houston Texans get their hands on Lincoln Riley, the coach out of Oklahoma. I'm watching a boob in Cliff Kingsbury and a guy who's not anywhere near as good in Kyler Murray as Deshaun Watson seem to put a little bit together with this offense. I think Lincoln Riley may be the next Sean McVay type coach. Let him get to Houston with Deshaun and Hopkins.
Hands off.
And that group. Then you might get a chance to really see the pure greatness of Deshaun Watson. It may be the best thing if he somehow blows this season to a point where Bill's ass has to go. Newsflash.
Serta's Newsflash.
Patriots coach Bill Belichick, when asked Tuesday about why he's confident Antonio Brown can change his tune, said it's the same thing you guys said about Randy Moss when we brought him in.
As I said yesterday, man, this is not Randy Moss to me. You had a full offseason to get with it. Like, Antonio Brown is no comparison. I can't think of a player in any sport that he's a comparison to in terms of he just orchestrated
the whole damn thing.
He just doesn't give a damn about anybody else. And I don't know he can be reached. Like, I don't know if he can be reached. I think you can reach. We've seen guys like Chris Carter be able to reach Randy. Like, I don't think he's reachable. This dude is different. So and they had a whole offseason with Randy. Tom had a whole offseason with Randy together. Bill had an whole offseason. Like I said yesterday, this dude was acting in a complete ass 2 or 3 days ago. So I don't like the comparison. Once again, though, it's going to work.
Yeah, AB, do your thing, man. Don't let these alligators hold you down.
Don't let these alligators hold you down. Your punk ass don't even believe that. I didn't mean to call you that. But I'm sorry. I know you're getting married.
They're going to cap off. This is going to be Tom Brady's greatest season ever. They're going to go undefeated. They're going to go 19-0 and win the Super Bowl with Antonio Brown.
Is that a throwaway line?
Never,
or you
in,
really...
never an in-between for Serta. It's always...
They're going to... That's the one thing Tom didn't achieve. He lost to the Giants in that Super Bowl. He's going to finish it off this year.
Keep in mind, last year, maybe week 13, 14, Serta said, the dynasty is done, ladies and gentlemen. Kenyon Drake has ended the dynasty.
Yes, he did. God, man, that's why you're here, man. You remember those things. If it wasn't my wedding anniversary, I would have remembered it too. A lot of other things on my mind.
It's just sex, man.
No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about, as I said earlier, like how I should handle
this.
Shut up. Sure, I do right. All right, coming up next, Steve's at the helm. The failure of Tuesday morning donuts. We're going to try to reach out to Oakland to see if Steve can come up with this, and we all know he won't. And we're going to continue our conversation that we had before the show. One of us believes that these two words go together.
It's me, okay?
The Chiefs.
I'm the one that believes these two words go together.
The Chiefs defense and patience.
Show and Burn, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.